Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Mitchell moves to third. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is walked intentionally. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller bunts towards first. Limmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Hitchcock covering, for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Hitchcock reaches third base with a triple. Majeski goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Hitchcock scores. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Tipton moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-1 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Tipton trying to get to home. Simpson throws the ball into Hegan, who tags Tipton, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Avila is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-1 in the game. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moses moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-1 in the game. Limmer strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski juggles the ball. That's an error on Majeski. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-0 in the game. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Hitchcock moves to second. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fowler strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks, Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. 2 outs. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson is hit by the pitch. Easter moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow is hit by the pitch. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. There goes Vallow. The throw from Hegan to second, and Vallow is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Feller bunts towards first. Limmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Hitchcock covering, for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Limmer hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fowler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Vallow hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Mitchell scores. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-3 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Limmer hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosen strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-4 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tipton strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Lou Brissy now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Vallow strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.